It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A motorcycle versus vehicle crash left a rider severely injured near Winter on Sunday. Nearly half a pound of methamphetamine worth $15,000 was seized, and a man was arrested in Rice Lake Friday. Four Barron County establishments failed underage alcohol and tobacco sales checks, and we could see and hear a cacophony of cicadas this summer. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A rider sustained life-threatening injuries in a collision when a vehicle pulled out in front of him Sunday afternoon on Highway 70. Sawyer County Sheriff Doug Mrotek said 57-year-old Daniel J. Barber of Hayward was driving west on Highway 70, just west of Winter. A vehicle driven by 39-year-old Aaron M. Jones of Ojibwa had pulled over onto the shoulder and was attempting to make a U-turn and pulled into the path of Barber's bike. Barber was airlifted to Duluth with serious injuries. Jones was not injured. She was arrested on charges of operating a vehicle while revoked and causing great bodily harm and possession of drug paraphernalia. The State Patrol and Sawyer County Sheriff's Office are investigating the crash. Nearly half a pound of methamphetamine was seized and a Rice Lake man arrested during a search warrant conducted at a Rice Lake residence on Friday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said 33-year-old David Anderson was arrested and booked in the county jail on charges of possession of meth with intent to deliver and felony bail jumping. Fitzgerald said a weeks-long undercover drug investigation with the Barron County Drug Unit led to the search and seizure of 211 grams of methamphetamine, which has a street value of more than $15,000. More than four out of five Barron County establishments passed alcohol and tobacco compliance checks. Of the 22 locations checked, four failed. Tobacco Village and Vape Shop in Rice Lake, Stump Lake Liquor in Rice Lake, Guilty Vibes in Barron, and Ben and Maggie's Town Pump in Cameron sold alcohol or tobacco to underage subjects. The Town Pump was closed down for one evening by the state for not having a licensed bartender and for having alcohol not purchased through a licensed distributor. Guilty Vibes in Barron and Turtle Lake was temporarily closed for unauthorized transfers of tobacco products between retailers and for other inventory violations. A substantial amount of product was seized by the state, said Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. The Biden administration announces new minimum staffing levels for federally funded nursing homes. Raymond Newbert has a story.
Vice President Kamala Harris in La Crosse on Monday.
75% of those nursing homes are understaffed. And understand what that means for the resident of that nursing home. Mm-hmm. It means that there may be no one available to help them out of bed. It means there may be no one available when they fall.
The new rules require 80% of federal funds that care facilities receive go toward worker pay, and companies will have to report where that money is being spent. Up until now, staffing levels have been determined by the states. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
100 million trees planted by 2030. That's the ambitious goal announced on Earth Day by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Governor Tony Evers.
You know, the stuff that the trees do is right on target. They take carbon dioxide in and release oxygen to the air and sequester the carbon into the ground. So they're doing their part.
According to the Wisconsin Trillion Trees Pledge 2023 annual report, more than 9.8 million trees were planted and more than 3,000 acres of forest land were conserved. A cacophony of cicadas is coming. Bob Haig hatches the story.
An historic double brood of cicadas emerges this spring in the East and Midwest. UW La Crosse biologist Barrett Klein says we'll see them
clambering from the earth in such great numbers and crawling up the trees, breaking out of their old exoskeletons and spreading their wings and calling from the trees in such masses that it'll be a cacophony.
In addition to being very loud, the millions of cicadas will be fascinating to observe. And yes, you could even eat them.
You can find them in cookbooks. You can certainly find recipes online.
Here in Wisconsin, the double brood will likely hatch only in the southern part of the state. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.